Yeah, the Waratahs, we're looking forward to the fixture. They got up. It was a tight struggle, you'd have to say, 32-22. Their skipper, Dave Dennis, joins us now. Well done, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
A tough game.
Yeah, it was. We knew it was going to be, and I think I thought the boys responded really well, particularly with the attitude around how we defended and the contact zone. I thought I was really, really happy in that area. But, again, I stressed after the game, I think there's a few key areas we still could be a little bit better at moving forward.
Okay, well, can you tell us?
Oh, still with our... I think we're minimising our turnovers. We lowered our turnovers from the previous week against the Sharks, but we're still making a couple of just loose little mistakes, probably pushing the ball a little bit too much when we get down in the opposition's own half. So really just keeping the focus of holding the ball and building the press against the opposition. And again, the set piece can always be a bit better for us, I think.
Yeah, I mean, taking on the Crusaders at any stage, mate, it's a good confidence booster. You know, you see the big names in the opposition. So, you know, that... You're embarking on South Africa now, so that's good for you confidence-wise.
Yeah, look, we took a lot out of it confidence-wise. I think against the Sharks, we showed a little bit of what we're capable of, and then even against the Crusaders, we're a bit better on top of that. So we've got a tough 2 weeks ahead of us against two teams that, although they're sitting lower than us on the table, can beat anyone on their day in their own, obviously their own backyard. So we've got a really tough 2 weeks, and... I'll be stressing to the boys that we can't take a foot off the pedal.
No, and I guess you do, mate. I don't know whether you do, but I keep looking at that thinking, well, geez, the Western Force have beaten nobody but you blokes twice. If you would have won those games, I mean, you'd be home free.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You know, they're obviously having a tough year, but they've got the wood on us twice this year. And I think both of those times, you know, without taking too much away from the Force, we didn't have our attitude right. And I think that just shows...
Yep.
That's what this competition's all about. So, you know, the Lions and the Chiefs are both capable teams, so we need to make sure our attitude's right.
And Dave, Michael Checker, mate, finishing up this year with you guys. How's he going? Is he under control?
he's going fine. He's obviously had a big year, a really big load in terms of balancing the two jobs, but somehow he's managed it. He's obviously been a very busy guy, but... he's still very focused with this group for the last three rounds and what we're trying to achieve. So I've been very impressed in that regard.
Mate, Latu and Skelton are on report. How do you see that?
Yeah, look, obviously that's going to be a bit of an issue for us defending the outcomes there. So I think hopefully Will should be fine, but I think Tolu might be in a little bit of trouble. So we'll see how it pans out. Hopefully we have both of them for the South African trip, but if not, we've got a great young guy in Hugh Roach, you can come into that position and then obviously manage another hooker off the bench as well. So
Will has really been he's sort of grown into his body and he's becoming a real physical threat out there, isn't he?
Yeah, I think every game he plays, he's understanding how to use his body a bit better and how effective he can really be, you know. And he's getting fitter and fitter each week too, having played nearly 80 minutes every week this year, so he's really turning into a very valuable player for us. Yeah.
Dave, can I ask you, Stephen Hoyles has made mention of the stoppages and the video ref that's starting to infiltrate the game. Obviously, we see it with rugby league. There's a problem element to it, isn't it? It's just slowing things down, and I think a good game of rugby is all about flow. Do you see it as a problem?
I'd prefer it if it didn't happen as much. Obviously, the spectators will be the same as well. I think there's a couple of moments the other night where, for me, you know, you've got two touch judges and a guy in the middle. You'd like to think that they can pick up on most things and get on with it. So, but I understand the value in it as well because you want to make sure you get things right. But if the referees are backing themselves a bit more, you know, if they make a mistake, they make a mistake. But it'd help with the spectators, you know, watching the game, I think.
And talking about that physical force and a word that only rugby people use, and that's physicality, mate. Jacques Poggita, he knows all about physicality, but you're going to be losing him. So I guess you lose Checker, you lose Poggita. There's a really good reason to win it again this year, the title.
Yeah, look, I think Jacques's been fantastic for us the last 2 years, but it's going to be disappointing leaving him. He's got his reasons going home. So.
Sure.
You know, as a team, we need to keep pushing forward. I think we've talked a lot about this year, about leaving something for the team next year, and obviously losing Cech and Jacques. It's going to be disappointing, but we've got a lot of young guys coming through, so we just need to keep working hard and really make the most of this opportunity we've got over the next couple of weeks as a group that'll no longer be together. Obviously, guys like Adam Ashley-Cooper, Wycliffe Palo, Sakopi Kepa as well. So there's a number of players who are leaving. So, you know, this is our last chance to do a group together.
Swift's had a good win on the weekend, mate. Do you still get taken out to the netball?
No, I haven't. I haven't actually watched a live game for a while. But
come on.
No, I to be fair, I was never a big fan watching it on TV. But I used to actually really enjoy it live because you actually, you know, appreciate how skillful they are at the pace of the game. So no, they're going well. Hopefully, they're in the top four. So hopefully they can go all the way this year.
You're a good man. Thanks. Hey, thanks for that, Dave. And good luck and safe travels over there to South Africa.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great week, guys.
Good on you, Dave.
Dave Dennis there. The New South Wales Waratahs, 32-22. As we mentioned, only 4 minutes to go. The game was in the balance before Bernard Foley, chip chase, regather, slid across the line, which was nice, and they came up with a very important victory. And now they're on top of the Aussie Conference and second overall.